Here we go. This is probably the sixth time I've recorded this first episode. If you don't know, the first episode is always the most challenging. It's like, how do you start this off, a new venture, a new thing, a new series? And I'm gonna make this the one because I can't do this anymore. I got to just go for it. And I have some good ones in the bank, but hey, it is what it is, right? This will be the one. This will be the one. Welcome to my new show. I'm super excited to share this with you. I'm super excited to launch this and go for it. I've been thinking about it for months. It's really been kind of 25 years in the making, if you really get down to brass tacks about it. And I'm super ready to do it. And I've got to be honest with you. One of the biggest reasons why I decided to go for it now is I legitimately looked out in the world and I said, look, if the world could potentially end right now or tomorrow or the next day, you know, I'm going to go for it. Why not, right? In this episode, we're going to talk about why I think we all need to do our thing right now, no matter what, whatever your thing is, whatever the little voice inside your heart wants you to do and is telling you to do, whatever your soul is guiding you to do, why I think now is the perfect time to do it. And we're going to talk about other things, and I'm going to give you the backstory of this new show. And if you're new here, I'm going to tell you some of the things I've done prior, and we're going to go for it. But this is my new thing. I'm super excited. If you are new to my work or my channel or my content, you know, my name is Mark Phillips, and historically, and even moving forward, I'm still going to talk about personal development, manifestation, spirituality, consciousness, but we're also going to have fun, right? It's going to be, this show is essentially more of a full expression of who I am. It will give me the freedom to talk about whatever I want to talk about, to talk with whoever I want to talk about, and just more opportunity to go different places. My prior podcast, which is kind of temporarily, maybe permanently on hold, is called Enhancing the Human Experience. There are 149 episodes available on any of your favorite podcast players and on YouTube. And I will leave those up for as long as I can. I mean, as long as I'm around, they'll be up, because all those episodes are near and dear to my heart, especially the episodes where I have guests on, because I love talking with guests and giving them a platform to share their experience and their life and their knowledge and their wisdom. And there's a lot of good episodes on there, and I encourage you to go check them out. You know, all of them are my favorites. And probably in the future, I'll talk about some of them that are, I guess, more close to my heart, resonate with me more, and feel more, they do something for me. They strike a real chord with me. But again, all my guests, I love them to death, and I really appreciate them coming on the show. So that was from 2017 until 2021, I guess, earlier this year. But what happened toward the end there is that I just started feeling that I wasn't into it anymore. I wasn't into it as much as I was. And I realized that, like a lot of things in life, you know, we reach this, it becomes like a raft. This is like a Buddhist story. Like you use the raft to get to a location and get across a sea. And then when you're done, you have to leave the raft, right? You don't keep in the raft, drive the raft forever. One, because, you know, we go to these new vistas, or we hike to these new areas, or we raft to these new places in the world. And then we see new areas that we want to go to and explore. And we have to get out of the raft and go walk from there, or get a new raft or a bigger raft. And I totally felt that way, because I felt like I had kind of ridden that horse as far as I wanted to ride it. And it was losing some of the energy that it started out with. I was super excited to start it, but I didn't want to do it that way anymore. I wanted to have a different type of creative opportunity. And that's what this show is. And of course I wrestled with the idea of, should I do this? Should I start a whole new content stream and, you know, maybe risk alienating the audience that I worked so hard to grow? You know, I recently crossed 1,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel, and it took me a long time to do it, 8 years. And so I was really kind of questioning whether I should do this or not. But at the end of the day, you know, it comes back to this idea that I've preached, and I had to take my own medicine, right? I had to walk my own talk. And it comes back to this idea that I always preach, is that whatever you are called to do or inspired to do, whatever your soul's guiding you to do, you got to do it, right? Whatever the little voice inside of you is telling you to do, the hunch, the gut feeling, the intuition, you got to go for it, because at the end of the day, that's our wisdom. And you don't want to die not doing that. I saw a great, absolutely phenomenal video the other day of a woman who had a near-death experience. And when she came back, she brought this message back with her from the other side. She talked to God. She saw angels or an angel. And then she was telling people, she said, hey, look, you came in. We all came in with things to do in this world that we planned to do, right? With, we sat down with either God or angels or divine beings and kind of planned out what we wanted to do in this life, what we wanted to learn, what we wanted to experience. And if we go back when we die and go back there and say, oh, I really didn't do that, it's going to be kind of a bummer, right? I mean, at the end of the day, there is no bummer when you're a spiritual being and you're up there, you know, go hashing over the life that you lived. And that's what she said happened. She said, I can't remember whether it was with the angel or with God. And she said that they examined her life and they went over, you know, and they kind of critiqued her and said, what was working, what wasn't working, what was quote unquote good and quote unquote bad. And it was just a fascinating story. And then so she, you know, came back and said, hey, you got to do the thing that you're inspired to do. And one of the other big takeaways that she came back with is, keep moving forward, keep making forward progress, taking action, doing things, staying in momentum, right? I look at it this way. We're both creators and consumers of things. You don't want to be too much of a consumer and not be enough of a creator. And also you don't want to be too much of a creator and not enough consumer, right? It's this idea of balance in life, right? And that keeps you kind of in the, it keeps you, a, makes you be a well-rounded person, helps you to be a well-rounded person. But I thought it was super fascinating. I love near-death experiences. I love seeing what people come back with on the other side. And hers was no joke. So that's one of the things that I talk about on the channel, right? What's your purpose? What is your ikigai? What's your reason for being? What is the one thing that you would do if you had like all the money in the world? And what would be the thing you do if you weren't afraid? All these things I preach about, I talk about, and I'm not going to not do them, right? I can't ask you to do them, or I can't talk about you doing them and then me not doing them. So I'm doing it. Like I said, this show is the show that I always wanted since I was probably, you know, in my early 20s. I started to realize, hey, I want to be a talk show host because I think it looks super fun. And I love interacting with people. I love talking with them. I love hanging out with them. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to go for it and do it. And like I said, if you look at the stuff on my channel, it's pretty different than this. And I'm pivoting. I wouldn't even call it a pivot. I would call it more of a shift, a gentle, gradual shift into a more content that's like life oriented and still going to be for obviously human beings or spiritual beings having a human experience, which we all are, but it's going to be more life oriented and not so much in the niche of spirituality and consciousness, because I want to have a more full spectrum life myself and be able to talk about a wide range of topics. Like sometimes it's going to be straight talking about whatever, right? Talking about politics, current events, the chaos in the world right now, which is also a good thing, right? The things that are happening, old systems are breaking down. It's been painful. There may be pain in the future. I hope there isn't, right? I hope it's not as bad as, you know, some people are painting it out to be. But I do know this. I know it's all for the greater good. And the reason I know that is because things are always working out for us. This is the great message from Abraham Hicks. And also I know that the best is yet to come. The best is always yet to come, even though temporarily it may be a little uncomfortable, right? And so that's one of the things that I really wanted to experience is just being able to talk about current events. Because here's the thing that I wanted for the, that I want for this show and that I have been really contemplating and thinking about for this show. I want it to be the same thing I would talk about with a close friend. I consider you a close friend if you're listening. I want to make it entertaining. I want to make it fun for you. I want to have it to be a fun experience for you. I don't want to always come on here like I did with Enhancing the Human Experience and think that I had to share something beneficial with you. Because honestly, I think the reason that that podcast didn't gain a larger audience and didn't resonate more with people is because I know this about people. I don't know why I didn't bake it into that podcast and didn't start with this beginning, but I think the reason I didn't is because we really don't know. We're always going to new levels of understanding to ourselves and peeling off the layers and getting to the core of who we are. And so I started where I started, right? We all start where we start. But what I wanted with this show was something that would be something that I would do in my day-to-day life. I didn't want to always come on here with some kind of a message or an idea to share with you that will be beneficial to you on your journey. Because honestly, I was getting kind of burned out on it. And you can look at the episodes on YouTube and in the episodes on the podcast player, and you'll see it's been 7 months, I think 5 or 7 months since I did the last episode. And what I may probably do is wrap up, do the 150th episode and do a wrap up, so to speak, and put it on, you know, temporary or permanent hold. You know, I will do that in the future after I get this thing launched. But that's what I'll probably do, and just like leave those episodes up there. Like I say, I loved it to death. I think it's it was an awesome growing experience. I was super nervous to start my first episode there. I learned a lot. I talked with a lot of amazing people. It taught me so much about, you know, putting a podcast together and putting it out there and making a show. And so I'm going to bring all of that I learned into this show. A little bit about other things that I've done, just so you can kind of get to know me if this is your first time being exposed to my stuff. And so let's see, 2013, I started writing Kindle books because it was my baby stepping into digital business, online business, after I watched so many people online build a business around knowledge and expertise and their passion and really free themselves from what I like to call the matrix or the rat race or the grind, so to speak, and leverage the power of the internet. And I watched a number of people do this and I said, you know what? I'm going to freaking do that. I wanted to. I thought it looked so fun, and I loved the aspect of the freedom they gained and the enjoyment, and they were eager and excited to wake up every day and do their work, right? It wasn't all wine and roses, and honestly, it hasn't all been wine and roses for me either. But at the end of the day, I can't imagine now doing anything else. And, you know, it's been, so if that was 2013 that I started with the Kindle books, and mind you, that was straight baby stepping in, right? My first book was a book of quotes called Boundless Joy, talking about our true nature, 101 quotes about our true nature. And then I baby stepped into 4 more books. 2 of those books are, you know, a 2-part children's series. And mind you, these aren't the great American novel, right? They're fairly short. Most of them are fairly short, but it was my entry point. And as I went, after I did that, I started doing videos and then the podcast, and then a product and apparel line called Focus and Flow, which is products and apparel for conscious creators, which is in alignment with, you know, the podcast and the other things. And I still have all those things and I still love them. But as I continue to move and, you know, walk this path of not only exploring myself and getting to know myself more and getting more in alignment with who I am, but also creating things that I feel that are fun to me, that entertain me, that are a natural expression of who I am, I move more toward myself. And I'm sure you've had this happen in your own life. You know, we, as creators, as human beings, we kind of grope around a little bit trying to find ourselves and trying to be ourselves and express ourselves. And, you know, it's a journey. It's a journey to who, coming back to home to who we really are. Because I think what happens is in this game of life, we, you know, we're born, we come into the world, we enter into our family, and we kind of maybe get sidetracked, or I don't think distracted is a good word. I think sidetracked could be a good word. We maybe lose sight of who we are. We conform a little bit, like Earl Nightingale talked about, right? And you know, we end up being more of our true authentic self as we get older in life, and we stop worrying about what people think. We start realizing, hey, one day we're going to die, and you better do your thing in the world, right? And not leave anything on the playing field. You know, you want to leave it all on the playing field. You don't want to die with your music still inside of you. At least I don't want to. And most people don't want to. They want to get to the end of their lives. Excuse me. And this is my experience as well. I want to get to the end of my life. And on my deathbed, I want to say, you know what? I did what I came here to do. And I don't have any regrets, and I don't want to do anything else. I did my work in the world, and then you die a peaceful death. You know, Da Vinci said it, right? Just as a well-spent day brings happy sleep, a well-spent life brings a happy death, right? So to speak, more or less. And that's what I think everyone wants. No one wants to get to the end of their life and realize they wasted their time here. And so that's what I preach. That's what I'm going to do. And so I'm moving forward with this. And this is the thing. So I probably most likely will put it into a podcast format where it will be available on all your favorite podcast players. It'll definitely be available on YouTube, probably available on Rumble and Library, Odyssey, all those places. But I'm excited. I don't know where it's going to go, but I know that this is the right step for me next. And it's scary. And if you have questions about what your next step could be, I just want to offer. I also offer consulting, and I love helping people find ways to take their purpose, what gives their life meaning and fulfillment and joy, and build a digital business around that. Because at the end of the day, I got to tell you, the world is changing very quickly. And I think, and I believe that if people become more like themselves, here's the equation: be you and do you, and you'll have an extraordinary life, right? I really believe that. Be authentically you, do things that are a natural expression of who you are, and you're going to have a badass life. And people are going to be like, what is up with that person, right? They seem to know something that most people don't know. Right? Most people don't, I shouldn't say most, I don't like to ever go that way. I should say some people don't know themselves to the degree that they could, right? Some people don't do the things that are in their heart. Now, here's the thing. I don't judge. I'm not saying that. I realize, believe me, I know how hard it is to do the thing that's in your heart, especially if you've made choices in life that then limit your opportunity or limit your ability to do those things later on in life. And we all know how that goes. The thing of it is, life is such an interesting animal, right? It's almost like, if we could revamp the public education system, where instead of educating children for carnal knowledge, we educated them for spiritual knowledge or cosmic knowledge, that right there would solve the problem. And I don't know why. Well, I do know why we don't do that for kids, because the powers that be don't want us. I really honestly believe this. I'm not playing victim role here, but I really honestly believe this. The powers that be don't want us to know ourselves. They don't want us to be empowered, right? Because if you know anything about the education system, it isn't for our benefit, right? It's for the people who run the world's benefit, and the industrialists and the globalists and the elite. It's for their benefit, right? They created an education system that will give us enough knowledge to do our work in the world and be economic generating machines, right? Or workhorses, so to speak. And that's it, right? There's no path to a higher a level through the education system. And that's why whenever I drive by universities or And I'm not saying university is a bad thing. It's a great experience, but you got to look at it for what it is. It's not meant to give you an extraordinary life. It's not meant for that. Unless you go and do your own studying and you start studying wealth and success and health on your own, because the knowledge is out there. The books and the people are out there. And the other thing is, more and more people are finding that knowledge, right? That has been kind of hidden from us, or really not put in the main stage for us for many years. It's coming out. People are finding it because people are fed up. They've realized, you know, especially lately, they've done everything they've been told to do. And they wake up one day and they go, you know what? I don't really like my life. I don't know why I get up and go to work every day and do a job that I hate. You know, I don't know myself. I want to travel. I want to experience the world. I want to create things. I want to express myself, right? This is why we're going through this problem right now in the world. And it's not a problem. It's a transformation. It's a metamorphosis. Some call it the great, what is it? The globalists will call it the great reset. But the other day I heard Mickey Willis, the author of Plandemic, say the great reset is really the great awakening, right? It's kind of backfiring on the global elites, because they assume people would just go along with it. And there's, of course, many people have different theories about why it's backfiring. We probably don't need to get into that right now, but it's really a great awakening, and people are waking up to the corruption and the secret society type things that have been going on for, you know, hundreds of years, and the way that America really is. You know, we think it's the land of the free and the American dream, so to speak. But for many people, it's kind of the American nightmare. Now, I also don't want to compare what we have here in America with what some third world countries have and their very dire living conditions and their poverty and the things that they fight with, struggle with every day. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we have it bad here, because we do not, because people still risk their lives to come here every single day, right? And so I feel fortunate. If you live in America, you should, you know, keep in your gratitude journal, in your making your lists of love and appreciation to keep your vibration really high that you look at on a daily basis, you should probably have on there the fact that you are born in America, or you live in America, right? If you're here in America, you won the lottery, right? So to speak. And you were very, very fortunate. And I hope you remember that on a daily basis. I certainly do for myself. And I also send, you know, positive vibes to people around the world who don't have it as good as we have it here, right? They don't have a Bill of Rights that supports their right as a human being. They don't have a constitution like we have. They can't bear arms like we can bear arms. They don't have freedom of speech like we have here. We're very, very fortunate. And we have to also thank our founding fathers, as you know, many people think they had a lot of flaws. And you know what? I'll give them that. Human beings have flaws, right? All human beings have a flaw. But at the end of the day, they did us a great, great service. And not only white people, black people, all people, they did a great service. So don't think that just because of that era that certain races were excluded. I mean, the opportunity was given. And I got to tell you, it's a great privilege to be living here in America. So yeah, we have our problems, we have our challenges, but honestly, between you and I, most of our problems are caused by a few bad apples in our government /media/ country, right? Most of the people here are good people. They want to have lead a good, positive life and make an impact and do good things in the world. And it's just those few bad apples that have always spoiled it, you know, throughout history. But those bad apples the light of awareness is being shined upon them. Things are opening up. People are becoming more aware. You know, I think it's, like I said, I think it's getting better and better all the time, even though right now we're in the midst of this craziness, and I honestly don't know how long it's going to go or what's going to happen of it. But again, like I said, I do know it's going to be a positive experience. So that's kind of what I'm about here. And I'm really glad you tuned in. And like I said, This is a new thing. And you can find it on eventually any of your favorite podcast players on YouTube. And I would love for you to be a subscriber. I'd love for you to sign up to my email list at gmarkphillips.com/subscribe. I'd love to be connected with you. And when you do, I'm going to give you access to my collection of tools. These are my personal thought tools called Tools for Conscious Creators. And they're essentially the tools that I've gathered over the years that have helped me create the things that are in my heart, right? The things that I wanted to create in the world. And I know they'll help you too. They're universal tools. You know, Louise Hay said that she doesn't try to solve problems in the real physical world. She fixes her thinking and then those problems fix themselves. So that's one of the kind of core foundational principles that those tools are built on. And there's a wide range of things in there. Some of the information in there links to my books or my courses or other videos that will be helpful to you on your journey. Things like Seth Godin's Pick Yourself, the one-page awesome essay, things like The Rainmaker by Carl Jung, or let's see, The Golden Key by Emmett Fox. I'm a big fan of The Golden Key. I've talked about it in many videos. So I link out of that document, that PDF document, whenever possible to give you the opportunity, if you want to listen to more information about that, right? Or dive a little bit deeper. But again, it's all about sharing knowledge and wisdom, and I really love it. And I want you to do the thing that is in your heart, the thing you're inspired to do, because I know that when you do that, not only will you be vibrating at a higher level and you'll be in a joyful state, right? Because you're doing the thing that's who you are. You're in alignment with who you are and you're expressing who you are, but also because you're going to make the world a better place when you do that. And you may inspire, you will inspire someone to do their thing. See, that's the thing about life is it's a chain reaction. It's the adage of that when you light a candle, you can light infinite candles and your candle will never be depleted, right? You can light a million candles, infinite candles. Your flame will never go out no matter how many times you give it away. And that's what I believe happens with human beings. Whenever we see a human being their self and doing the thing that they came here to do at a high level or any level, quite frankly, it inspires other human beings. And that's what we need is more inspiration in the world, more joy in the world, more people being courageous and doing their work in the world. That's what we all need. So that's what my hope for you is, that you'll have the courage to do the thing that's in your heart, whether it's create something, whether it's, you know, express in some way, artistic format, business format, you know, whatever it is that's your thing, that you're well built to do, that's your ikigai, your reason for being, I hope you'll do it. Another one of my favorites is Stephen Pressfield, and I've talked about his work quite a bit in my videos and on the podcast. And he said that if you don't do the thing that you were created to do, then not only do you miss out, but you spite the angels, you spite humanity, you even spite Stephen Pressfield, right? He even says you're gonna cause me not to have a full rich experience because you're gonna not share your gift with the world, right? And that's not something that you want to take to your grave, so to speak. I really, really encourage you, and I'll tell you, just like I've done many occasions, I've just pretended, pre-tended, right? Pretend or intend to do your work. And then by doing that, you practice the vibration of it, you practice the feeling of it. And that's nothing to overlook right there, right? Hey, just remember, some people never get that far, right? But you got to ask yourself, is this the lifetime that you're going to come into full alignment with yourself and fully express yourself in the way that only you can? And only you can answer that question, right? Is this going to be the lifetime? Because I got to tell you, every day it gets easier for human beings to do that. And I think where it's ultimately going is a place and time and space where we'll almost be like we are or were in the spiritual realm, where we have no fear and we have infinite like excitement for being, right? And we can go anywhere and do anything, and we have all of our spiritual power. But the problem with the, and it's not a problem, the thing with the spiritual realm from which we came and which we will return is that I think we long for a physical experience. We long to touch things. We long to turn thoughts to things. I do believe that. And that's why I think we wanted to come here. Most spiritual gurus say we chose to come here. We choose our family. We choose our body. We choose our vocation. Most people say that, right? It's a common thing you hear about in spiritual circles. And I believe that's really true. You know, I mean, if we're a spiritual being and we're up there with our, with the other, say, ascended masters, and we're figuring out the life path we want to come in and experience, and we know it's going to be fun, and we know it's going to be a roller coaster ride sometimes, you know, well, why wouldn't it be that way? And then we come down here, and then our work is to remember who we are. Spiritual beings enjoying a human experience, as Wayne Dyer talked about, Pierre Desjardins talked about. It's the thing. It's the thing we do here. We come down into the world, remember who we are, and then remember what we wanted to do when we came here, right? Because you came in with a plan. I call it a little briefcase that's like handcuffed to your wrist, an invisible spiritual briefcase. And in that briefcase is your blueprint, the blueprint that you and your, I guess, teacher or guide put together before you decided to come into this physical world. And it was the thing you wanted to do, the empire you wanted to build, the things you wanted to see and experience, right? I believe that's there. And some people don't ever open it, which is fine. Some people open it and they live that and they inspire other people and they build empires and they improve the experience for all of us. And then other people maybe get halfway done. It's all just part of the mix, right? But it's a question of, are you going to do it in this lifetime, right? Are you going to find the courage? Are you going to find the time? Are you going to make the time to do that thing? Because honestly, I think it's one of the most important things, in addition to being kind and compassionate and loving towards other people. Obviously, you know, love is the number one thing. Are you going to be a loving person? That's the big one. But the other thing is, are you going to do the work that you decided to do when you came here, before you came here in this world? So that's kind of what I'm about, what I think is exciting to me. And I'm going to give you a little insight about what could potentially be coming down the road. In addition, one of the reasons I'm gonna say it again, because we're in sharing mode here, and I'm putting it out there, because again, I'm practicing my courage, because honestly, what I'm doing right now, like I said, it's 25 years. I've been keeping this close to the vest. I don't share it with close friends. I don't share it with my family. It's weird that I'm sharing it with you, a perfect stranger, before some of my closest family and friends know, but that's how it goes. Here's the thing. I've been missing this aspect of full freedom and fully expressing in a fun way, keyword fun, you know, that's what I want to have more of on my platform, more fun, more high, you know, high vibe energy, just doing things for fun's sake. Right. And the reason for that is, you know, I've had this on my core values. You know, my top three values are fun, freedom, and full self-expression. Of course, there is service and creativity and those kind of things on there. But the top three, the ones that are almost tattooed on my brain, are fun, freedom, and full self-expression. And the top one is fun. And it's been that way for many years. And so as I was reassessing where I wanted to go with my content and with my media business here, I said, you know what, Mark, you're not really in alignment with your number one core value, right? You're talking about personal development. You're talking about spirituality. You're not really allowing yourself to be yourself, so to speak. You're not really allowing yourself to be the you that is like how you are with your friends and with your family, right? And so it was a kind of a tough pill to swallow. And I had to say, you know what? It's true. I'm out of alignment, or I have been out of alignment in that area. And also, you know, I have a few, one that's very close. I could probably do it tomorrow. The outline's ready to go, but I have a few comedy specials that I'm going to be rolling out, right? Because again, I want to make sure that I leave everything here on this playing field of life. I don't want to, you know, take anything with me back to their side, because I came here to leave it here, right? And so I've got those coming. And so this series, this show, was kind of a step in that direction, or it'll shift me more into being able to do that, right? And I'll add that. You know, right now I have books and courses and consulting and also content. And I, like I said, will be adding comedy to this just because I love it. I love making people laugh. I love laughing myself. I love finding the humor in life, and I just get a little buzz off of it, right? I enjoy it so much, especially, you know, when you find that resonating, when you find an idea that resonates with people, or and you kind of pluck that string, as John Ritter talked about, that connects us all. You know it. I don't have to explain to you what it is. You've done it. You've experienced it. You get it. But that's something that's been missing from the digital business that I've created, and I'm going to shift more into that. So if you're an existing subscriber, I hope you'll stay on board with me, because again, it's not going to always be that. It's going to be everything, right? I mean, look at this first episode. How much have we talked about spirituality and your journey as a human being / spiritual being / soul, doing your soul work in the world? And how much have we talked about, you know, the other stuff? So it's all going to be in the mix, and I foresee it being in the mix, right? I call it, and many people have practiced this. JP Sears practices it, conscious comedy. I call it that, right? And I stole that from him. He gave me that idea by watching his stuff, right? I followed him for years, even before he started being the funny guy, and he shifted more into alignment with his full self. And years ago, I was listening to an interview with him on the I Love Marketing podcast with Joe Polish and Dean Jackson, which is an awesome podcast if you want to throw another podcast into your marketing studies. But he said his business took off when he started being himself like that. And look what happened, right? He's a prime example. Like if you want to study someone who has shown how it's done, go look at his early material, right? His early videos on YouTube, and then look at his current stuff, and watch some of the transition, right? Just kind of see that transition that happens. But I know that's what he did too, because he talked about it. He said, hey, when I started being more myself, things started working for me. I started getting more eyeballs. I started getting more attention. It was resonating with people more. So I got to tell you, he's a really great example. I use him all the time, right? Every milestone he hits, he's sharing how he's doing it. Honestly, Tony Robbins said it, success leaves clues. Every successful person shares how they do it. Of course, it's hard work, it's discipline, it's taking action, it's having courage. But it's also alignment with who you really are, right? If you're out of alignment with who you are, I'm of the mindset, because I've experienced this firsthand, that you'll never reach the success that you could. And if you do, it's going to be very difficult, because again, if your energy is stifled in some way or fragmented in some way, or if you're misaligned, you're never going to get to the fullest experience that you can have. You're never going to have that full experience, because it just can't happen, right? You have to be in alignment. You know, the other formula that I have kind of come up with based on my experience and studying all these people is that it takes alignment, it takes courage, it takes focus, and it takes action, right? When you have those four aspects in alignment, then you live an extraordinary life, right? If any one of those things is out, then it's not going to work. It's kind of like all those things need to be online for the light to go on, you know? And so that's my experience anyway. But yeah, study JP Sears if you want to look at a guy that has, you know, really left a lot of clues, left a really breadcrumb trail to having a fun life. Again, I look at his old videos and they are very, I love that guy, but they're very dry. And I think he would say the same thing. Especially if you know him now, those old videos are almost unwatchable, right? And I'm saying that about my stuff too. I watch some of my videos and they're a lot unwatchable too, to me anyway. Maybe to you. Obviously it's, you know, in the 8 years, my content hasn't resonated to the degree that it could have. I think as I come more into alignment with who I am and I add an element of what I love and appreciate about myself and my life, which is my ability to, you know, be positive and optimistic, and I love to have fun, I think things will start taking off for my channel as well in a new way. I've always been appreciative of the growth that I have, you know. Every new subscriber I've gained, I'm super appreciative of them because I know there's a lot of competition out there. And I know that getting a subscriber is no easy task in this world. I mean, there's a lot of noise. I mean, I don't say that in a negative way. There's a lot of noise out in the environment, right? 2020 didn't help the situation because when the world shut down, a lot of people said, oh shit, you know, I got to do something online if I'm not going to be beholden to some physical job where I have to go and earn money. I'm going to start an online business. Now, a lot of those people probably didn't stick with it. Hey, I even saw A-list movie stars starting online. Brie Larson started online. Matthew McConaughey dug in more online. Me and Bialik, she was kind of already online doing her thing, but a lot of them went on there. Now, some of them have gone back to their work once the movie studio started up again. Some of them have kind of, I don't want to say abandoned their channels or their online platforms, but they definitely aren't as gung-ho as they were when we were in lockdown. When you're in lockdown and you're a performer, where are you going to go, right? You're going to go onto YouTube. You're going to go on social media. Right. And then instantly, you know, it was hilarious. You know, Brie Larson's channel, she got 250,000 subscribers pretty much overnight, right? By posting her first video. And, you know, she earned that ability, right? And that's what happens when you have a lot of attention on you. But anyone can do it. And I always recommend people. If you are a human being, I recommend you to have a YouTube channel or do social media and do you on social media. Post things that you like, that you love, that entertain you, that make you laugh, right? Because it's all about if you're having fun, other people are going to be having fun too, right? Don't try to, you know, post something for someone else because here's the thing. You're never going to please everyone. You got to please yourself. And when you please yourself, other people are going to be pleased as well. The right people will be pleased. Some are not going to get your humor, and that's fine because, but you need to be having fun yourself, right? And again, bringing it back to me because it's always about me. I'm kidding. But when I knew that when I'm amusing myself, when I'm entertaining myself, when I'm enjoying myself, that things are going to work out better for me. And this is the idea of one of my courses called the 7 Pillars of Personal Development, which is all about developing your relationship with yourself. And in that course, I talk about each of these 7 pillars. Plus, currently there is a bonus module where you and I will jump on a Zoom call and I'll share these new ideas with you that take that concept a little bit further, well, a lot further, quite frankly. We also talk about Seth Godin's Pick Yourself. It's basically a whole course about getting in alignment with yourself, really, quite frankly, and building your relationship with yourself. Because here's the thing, how you feel about you is going to be or heavily influence how other people feel about you. And it's magic, I got to tell you. When you love you, other people are going to be more apt to love you. When you believe in you, other people are going to be more apt to believe in you. The list goes on and on, right? And it really comes down to, you know, if you could put it in a nutshell or the main, you know, the main idea there that's super powerful is however you feel about yourself on the inside will manifest on the outside. Feeling is a secret. Neville Goddard talked about it. Abraham Hicks said that feeling is your point of attraction. how you feel about yourself is going to send out a vibration in the universe. And other people are going to pick up on that subtle vibration and they're going to say, they're going to decipher it, quite frankly. And they're going to say, hey, that person feels this way about themselves. I'm going to feel this way about themselves. That's a simplistic way probably of thinking about it, but make no mistake, you influence people by the way you feel about yourself. We all do. And so when you start changing how you feel about yourself, people are going to tune up, right? You're going to get a different response from people. I find it fascinating. This is why I've gravitated to this work, right? And these books and these spiritual teachers, the Neville Goddards, the Abraham Hicks, Maxwell Maltz talked about the self-image too. It's all out there for the taking. They've laid the foundation. And another plug to pay the bills here, I want to also offer you, if you don't want to read those books, if you don't want to spend that time, I would love to spend an hour or two with you on a consultation call, and I'll just download it all to you, everything that I know. I still have things to learn. It goes without saying, but I've been studying this stuff for 20 years and I've been really fortunate to meet a lot of incredible people along the way who also love this stuff and love talking about this and sharing their knowledge, right? And, you know, like I said, watching the videos, reading the books, attending the seminars, I geek out on this stuff. So if you don't want to read all those books, or if you want a list of the, if I had to be on a deserted island, is it deserted or desert? I never knew. Let's call it deserted island. If I had to be in a deserted island, what are the 8 books, if you're a human being and you want to tap into your spiritual power and you want to understand yourself in a way that, you know, maybe 99% of the people don't, what are the 8 books that I would take to that island? What's the one book? I'll tell you the one book right now, probably be Abraham Hicks, Ask and It Is Given. And the reason I say that is because in that book, they give you 22 practices and exercises to help you tune in, to help you really raise your vibration and stay in alignment with who you are and what you want. So, and not a lot of other books do that. There are a lot of books out there that talk about that kind of stuff, but that book is the one book. If I had only one book in my library, it'd be that book. Luckily, I don't have just one book and I need to have all these other books. But yeah, if you want to like a crash course in that, I would love to download that with you and give you a recorded Zoom session. And again, you can find my consulting stuff at gmarkphillips.com/consulting and, you know, hook up there and let's do it and give you like a light speed jump on this stuff, right? I mean, I'm going to condense it down from 25 years. I'll share with you some of the things that I think about on a daily basis, some of my rituals that I go through. When I'm on my game, I like to do these things in the morning and get in the right mindset to go through the day, because here's the thing, back to that formula, be you, do you, and you'll have an extraordinary life. What happens with most people is this, they're in action mode because look, this idea of the grind life and, you know, 10X action, which I'm a huge fan of Grant Cardone as well. But what happens is a lot of people forget about that alignment aspect and they forget to get about the power of being. Tony Robbins talks about it. You know, you've got to really focus, first of all, on being, right? Who do you need to be and who do you want to be that's going to facilitate taking the actions that will then attract the results or create the results that you want in life, right? But because most people forget about the being portion and then they spend their lives. And I know this because I've done this and I still fall into this trap sometimes of taking action so much and it doesn't really bear fruit because I'm leaving off 50% or more of the equation, right? I'm not thinking about who I need to be. Now, when I think about who I need to be first, and I live in the end, as Neville Goddard talks about, and I am that person, when I do those actions, the results come very quickly, right? And you've probably experienced this in your own life. But what happens is human beings get so gung-ho about it that they just start taking action And they take action as the person they are now, right? They don't take action as the person that they want to be or need to be. And then what happens is that action doesn't work as well as it could, if at all, right? But when, and I did that before this podcast. I did that before this episode. I took a moment and I said, hey, Mark, you know, who are you? What does the end look and feel like? Who do you need to be in the end? And then I start talking, right? And I'm in that space, in that headspace when I start the show. And because I do that, I have more fun. I'm more open. I'm more expressive. I don't have the fear that I would have, right? Are they going to like me? Is it going to work? These kind of things. You know, it works a lot better and it's a lot more enjoyable too. And that takes all of about 5 seconds. Literally, if you want, you could spend more time doing it if you want. It's not necessary. You just have to get that into your consciousness. It's a shift in consciousness, quite frankly, because look at it this way. If you're a spiritual being, you can put your consciousness wherever you want it. You can put anything into your consciousness, right? Who you want to be, how you want to be. I call it, you know, again, going back to one of my books, the Just Be It, The Secret to Having What You Want in Life. I call it the qualities, characteristics, and attributes. But then there's also who, specifically who, or what you want to be. Like, what are you? Right? Are you a limited human being? Are you a person where you're at now? Because I got to tell you something, you have the ability to be whatever you want to be. And it doesn't take any time or physical effort. It's a consciousness thing. It's a mental shift, right? You take a moment, close your eyes, maybe write a little bit, write down a few key aspects about who you want to be, and then you embody that. Right. And you hold that for as long as you can while you're doing the things that are also what you want to do. And then things work. Right. But again, it doesn't take a long time. Right. And it's more of a consciousness thing. Emmett Fox said life is consciousness. And we can adopt the consciousness and practice the consciousness of anything. Anything we want to be, do, or have, we can adopt that consciousness. And when we do that, I guarantee you things are going to work much better for you in your life. And I always tell people, don't leave that off the playing field, right? Take that into account before you do something. It doesn't matter whether it's a work thing or a personal thing or whatever. Make sure you tune up your consciousness too. It doesn't have to take a long time, but just align it with the end goal. Right? And then to start taking those actions. So I find it to be super helpful. So that's a little about, you know, me, the books, the courses, the content. You can find all that stuff at gmarkphillips.com or anywhere on social media at gmarkphillips, including youtube.com/gmarkphillips. And I'd love to have you join my community. I would really appreciate it. I'd like I said, I share a lot of this kind of stuff in various forms and in various ways. On my YouTube channel, I have a number of different series where I talk about things that I feel will be beneficial to you on your journey. And the reason I say they'll be beneficial to you on your journey is because they've been beneficial to me on mine. And I'm a human being and you're a human being. Unless you're a dog listening to this, then I might not be able to help you too much. But thank you for listening to this first episode and checking it out. Check back real soon, because I'm going to move forward with this and be cranking a lot more content on this series that's coming forward, in addition to the other things that I'm doing on YouTube, because I love this stuff. I really am so happy that I took the leap years ago to head down this road. I didn't know I would be here when I started. I had no idea. I had no idea this where I would end up. And I don't know where I'm going to end up in another, you know, 8 years. So we'll see where the journey goes. But I do know this, as long as you're having fun and enjoying yourself, and as long as you're letting your soul guide you, you will always arrive at the right place you want to be in life. Right? Listening to your intuition, going with your gut, you're always going to arrive at that right place no matter what you do. So that's my, I'll kind of close with that. Thank you very much. Until next time, I wish you all the best health, wealth, and success. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.